朋友们，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters and our friends.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，让我们在安息日能够一起聚集在神的圣堂，一起来敬拜神。
Thank Lord Jesus for His grace that on the Holy Sabbath day we can gather here in His holy temple to worship Him.
今天是神所祝福的安息圣日。
Today is the holy.
是神要我们在身心灵都得安息的美好的日子。
Today is the holy Sabbath day that's blessed by the Lord. On this day, we'll receive peace in our heart and body.
我们今天早上利用这个时间一起来学习旷野旅程的警戒。
So this morning, we'd like to use this time to study the topic, admonition of the journey in the wilderness.
那是要跟弟兄姐妹一起来谈一谈民数记这一卷书。
So we'll be studying the book of Numbers with everyone today.
因为我们教会读经进度从星期三开始进入读民数记。
So our Bible reading schedule starting on Wednesday, we started reading the book of Numbers.
所以今天如果照读经进度读，应该是要读第四章了。
So according to the Bible reading schedule, we should be reading Numbers chapter 4.
因为礼拜星期三的时候是第一章，所以今天应该是第四章。如果按照进度进行的话。
So if we started chapter 1 on Wednesday, today we should be reading chapter 4.
那民数记这一卷书对我们来说。对我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹来说非常重要。
The book of Numbers is very important to all of us.
因为这一卷书是神的选民在走旷野的时候，他们所留下来给我们的警戒。
Because this book is full of admonitions, recorded, during the journey in the wilderness.
它是一卷可以说有很多不同的描述，就是有人说这是一卷神的选民的发怨言的记录簿。
Some will say that this is a book recording all the complaints and the groans of the chosen people of God.
就是当一个人在走旷野路的时候，遇到一些困难，遇到一些不如意的事情，他们很自然的反应就埋怨带领人，埋怨天上的神。
For when they are traveling in the wilderness, whenever they encounter problems or difficulties, their natural reaction is to complain against their leader and against God.
然后神就借各种不同的方式来教导他们。
And through various ways, God then teaches them.
目的就是要让他们对神生出信心。
The purpose so that they can their faith towards God can grow.
然后神要准备他们能够进入神所应许给他们的迦南美地。
And God prepares them so that they can eventually enter into the land of Canaan prepared by God.
但是很可惜的，当初出埃及的大部分的这些男丁他们都没有办法进入神的应许美地。
But unfortunately, most of the male that left Egypt eventually could not enter into the promised land.
那他们也在这个路上经过了40年的时间。
They 40 years have passed during this journey.
那这部历史就主要的部分都是在民数记里面描述出来的。
And most of this history in the wilderness is recorded in the book of Numbers.
所以我们今天走天国路，我们如果来参考一下以色列百姓他们曾经走过的路，对我们来说是一个很好的提醒。
So today, as we're traveling on the journey to heaven, if we can use the warning examples by the Israelites, this could be a very good warning to all of us.
另一方面，圣经它也不是在讲历史，它不是在告诉我们纯历史。
So the Bible is not just recording a historical event.
那在这个民数记里面这一本选民的历史过程，它让我们看到了主耶稣基督的预表。
And this, in this historical book, Numbers, it shows us the prefiguration of Lord Jesus.
看到主耶稣基督所带给我们的救恩。
And this also shows the salvation that will be brought to us by Lord Jesus.
所以我们有的传道工人，他把它整理出来，发现在里面至少有十个有关于主耶稣基督的预表。
And the holy workers and the pastors have organized this book and show that there are at least 10 prefigurations of Lord Jesus.
所以这个民数记要让我们看到百姓以色列选民他们过去留下给我们的警戒，也看到主耶稣基督我们所准备的救恩是何等美好。这方面告诉我们说，我们所要领取的天国救恩要怎么样才能够真正得到。
And the teaching in the book of Numbers it taught us the admonition of the journey in the wilderness, and also shows us the wonderful salvation Lord Jesus has brought for us, and this is what we need to take away from the book.
这是为什么我们今天在读圣经的时候，我们能够看到重点，我们的灵性一定会提升，我们对我们所敬拜的神，我们的目标一定更有盼望，更有信心。
And this is why if we can take away the important points from the Bible, it will help our faith grow and we can see Lord Jesus even more.
我们现在请看一节圣经，看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节说，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。
Verse 1, Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea.
第二节说，都在云里、海里受洗，归了摩西。
Verse 2, All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
第三节说，并且都吃了一样的灵食。
And verse 3, All ate the same spiritual food.
第四节说，也都喝了一样的灵水， verse, 所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
Verse 4, And all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drinkOf that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
那这几节圣经就大概描述了当初这个以色列选民，他们在从离开埃及之后，在旷野走路的这一些共同生活的经验。
And these four short passages describe their life experience in the wilderness.
他们从云下，从海中经过，意思说他们在云柱火柱的带领底下啊，然后过红海，离开那个。做奴隶的地方。
They passed through under the cloud and the sea. That means under the guidance of the pillars of cloud and fire, they crossed the Red Sea and they crossed the river.
然后他们在云里海里受洗，归了摩西，表示说他们就好像因为水是在他们左右，红海分开，他们从这个水中经过，他们现在就是跟着摩西啊走这条旷野路了。
And they baptized into Moses in the cloud. That means that the Red Sea split, and they walk right across the Red Sea, and that means they followed Moses.
表面上好像是摩西带着他们走了。
It seemed that Moses led them across the river.
但其实不是摩西自己决定的。
But the decision was not up to Moses.
摩西他只是神家里面的忠心的仆人。
And Moses was only a faithful servant in the house of God.
他是随着神的带领，那个云柱火柱的引导，每一站都是按着神的旨意啊在进行。
And Moses followed the pillars of cloud, followed the instruction of God.
好，然后他们都吃了一样的灵食，那个所谓的灵食就是那个从天上降下来的玛纳。
They all ate the same spiritual food. That spiritual food is the manna that descended from heaven.
啊，这是神给他们的。
And this was given to them by Lord God.
整个民族在旷野走那么久的时间，他们都没有预备食物啊。
In the entire nation, walking in the wilderness for such a long time, they were not prepared.
每一天，神就从天上降下玛纳，一个圆圆的小东西，让他们可以吃饱，让他们可以有健康的身体。
But every day, God sent manna from the heaven so that they can be filled.
全民族所有的人都吃一样的东西。
The entire nation, every single person ate the same food.
那这个玛纳很特别。
This manna was very special.
其实它在预表耶稣基督。
This manna is a prefiguration of Lord Jesus Christ.
那又说他们都喝了一样的灵水，就是出于随着他们的灵磐石，就是有一个磐石随着他们口渴的时候，就从磐石流水来让他们解饥渴。
And they all drink the same spiritual drink that came from the spiritual rock that followed them. So whenever they're thirsty, this rock will fill their thirst.
那特别说这个灵磐石就是基督。
And this rock was Christ.
所以这个耶稣基督 的这个影子在走旷野的时候就呈现出来了。
So the shadow of Lord Jesus manifested itself even while they're walking in the wilderness.
其实他们并没有一个真的磐石跟他们一直走啊。
The truth is there was not a piece of rock that was following them.
可是当他们走到需要水的地方，
But whenever they went to a place that they needed water,
那个磐石就会出水。
That rock will give out water.
所以他们在旷野的时候绝对不会饥饿，也不会口渴。
So during the wilderness, the journey, they were never thirsty, they were never hungry.
这个几节圣经节就讲出了他们在旷野的时候，他们整个生命维系的来源。
And this short passages describe the source that sustained their life in the wilderness.
也就是说，其实是神养活他们的。
In other words, it was God that sustained them.
也是神在带领他们走这段过程。
It was also God that had led them through this journey.
那这个旅程只是暂时的。
But this journey was temporary.
最终神要带他们进入神立约应许给他们的这个迦南美地。
But the goal is to lead them into the promised land, the land of Canaan.
这个就像我们今天我们要进入神的国度天国，有一个旅程我们要经过。
So today, as we want to enter into the God's kingdom, this is a journey that we all have to go through.
那这个天国就是神应许给我们的，我们生命最终的归宿。
And this heaven was promised by God. This is the ultimate home for us.
所以我们今天在世上这个过程只是暂时的。
So today, living in this world, this is just a short journey.
彼得前书一直强调说，我们在世上只是客旅。
In First Peter emphasized that in this world we're just sojourners.
我们 们永远的家乡在天上。
Our eternal home is in heaven.
所以今天我们人不管在世上活了多久，都只是暂时的。
So today it doesn't matter how long we live in this life, in this world, it's only temporary.
我们活100岁、120岁。
Even if we live 100 years or 120 years.
就是健康的人，可以很喜乐的活在世上，享受神所在日光之下所赏赐给我们的福气。这些人其实也不是很多。
There are very few that can live a long life, can enjoy all the things that are blessed by the Lord under the sun.
但是有的人生命比较短，他可能几十年。
But others,
有的人甚至在婴孩的时候可能就离开了。
Others live a very short life. Some even die when they're just babies.
但是不管多长多短，在整个这个历史的这个长河里面，这个整个。这个在时空底下，我们都非常短暂。
But doesn't matter how long or short our life is, under the span of time, our life is very temporary.
就像以色列百姓他们走旷野路，过红海走旷野路，这个过程大概已经是离现在三千多年前的事情了。
And when the Israelites went through the Red Sea, this event took place over 3,000 years ago.
他们走过的路，他们现在都离开了。
And they have left all the places that they have been before.
但是他们留下一些痕迹，让我们去回顾，让我们去得到一些教训。
But they have left footprints and marks for us to go back and think about it and meditate on it.
那这些神特别带出来这些人是谁呢
？So who are these people that especially brought out by God？
我们现在看第十章的第五节。
Let's turn to chapter 10, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 5.
但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以都在旷野倒闭了。
Verse 5, but with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness.
那这里说明说，如果是我们成为一个神不喜欢的人，最后我们在旷野路，就在这个旷野这个旅程当中就会倒在那里了。
So if we are a person that's not pleased by God, we will also scatter in the wilderness.
那就进不了神应许的这个天国的福。
Then we cannot enter into the blessed land promised by God.
那所以很重要的是我们要成为神喜欢的。
It's very important that we need to be well pleased by God.
那为什么这些神辛辛苦苦带出来的人却成为神不喜欢的人呢
？Why is it that these group of people, this nation that was brought up by God, were not pleased with God?
不是神一开始就不喜欢他们。
God was not displeased with them from the beginning.
神如果不喜欢，就不会把他们带出来了。
If God was displeased with them, then God wouldn't lead them out in the first place.
其实神圣经描述说神。对他所钟爱的百姓是专爱他们，把所有的爱都给他们。
And the Bible records that God loved His people completely and gave all of His love.
可是最后这些百姓却成为神不喜欢的人。
But yet these people were not well pleased by God.
然后他们这个旅途都走不完就倒了。
And they scatter even before they finish a journey.
对我们来说这是一个很好的提醒。
So to us this is a very good reminder.
所以第六节说。
Verse 6.
这些事都是我们的劝诫，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪念的。
Now these things become our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
第七节说，不要拜偶像，像他们有人拜的，如经上所记，百姓坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
Verse 7, and do not become idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down and ate and drank and rose up to play.
第八节说，我们也不要行奸淫，像他们有人行的，一天就倒闭了23,000人。
Verse 8, nor let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell.
第九节说，也不要试探主，像他们有人试探的，就被蛇所灭。
Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents.
第十节说，你们也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。
And verse 10, nor complain, as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer.
十一节，他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
Verse 11, now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, for whom the end of ages have come.
那这几件事情，其实都记载在民数记里面。
All of these things were all recorded in the book of Numbers.
那哪些事情是让这些百姓成为神不喜欢的人，然后倒在旷野呢
？So what are the things that cause the nation to become people that are displeased to God and scattered in the wilderness？
我们如果看这几节圣经，至少提到五件事。
If you read the passages, you'll realize there are at least five things they've done。
第一个就是他们是贪恋恶事的人。
First is they have lust for the evil things。
也就是说，他们不喜欢神的圣洁，他们喜欢照他们自己的。 他们所喜爱喜爱的去行。
In other words, they don't love God's purity and holiness. They do whatever their evil lust wants them to do.
那么这些恶事啊，这些神眼中所看为的恶事，常常不是什么杀人放火这些，我们现在看来的真的很重大的罪大恶极的事。
These evil things are not murders or ransom that we think is a major crime today.
那其实这些恶事有时候是吃喝的事情而已啊。
And these evil things sometimes as simple as eating or drinking.
就是我们跟我们的日常生活有关系的。
In other words, it has to do with our daily lives.
可是他们在神眼中就是成为做恶事的人。
But in the eyes of God, they were people that were doing evil things.
他们有时候只是想说，哇，我东西这个每天都吃同样的东西，吃得好腻，很厌烦，就。不高兴了。
And they complain and groan because they'd be eating the same food every day and they were tired of it.
他们就想到说，我以前在埃及的地方，我又吃这个又吃那个，现在都没有了，哦，心里面想到就很伤心了。
So they were sad and they were upset when they think what kind of meat and food they ate in Egypt and that they're missing them.
这些事情我们在民数记都会看得到。
So all these things were recorded in the book of Numbers.
他们贪恋恶事，他们就倒闭了。
They have lust after evil things, so they fell.
第二件事情说拜偶像的事。
Second is matter regarding worshiping idols.
也就是说，他们没有办法真的在这个带领他们离开埃及的这个神面前，这个全能的神面前，真正谦卑顺服。
In other words, they cannot be completely humble, obedient under this God that led them out of Egypt.
他们还是念念不忘在埃及那个时候旧的生活里面，他们有的那个生活文化那些习惯。
They were still reminiscing about their culture, their lifestyle while they were living in Egypt.
他们没有办法想象那个神是不是用一个什么形象雕刻出来的。
They cannot imagine a god that is not being carved out of wood.
因为他们已经习惯说，哎，这个神应该是有一个样式。
Because they're used to a god that has an actual image.
但是其实带领他们出这个奴隶之地的这个神是天上的神，是一个灵。它是没有形状，它充满宇宙天地的。
But the God that led them out of Egypt is not contained in a shape. He's a God that fills the universe.
那最后他们把这个全能的神，把它用一只牛来代表。
And at the end, they use a calf, a golden calf, to represent this Almighty God.
然后就把这只牛金牛把它当作神。
And they treat this golden calf as a god.
圣经说这个叫做拜偶像。
The Bible tells us that this is worshiping idol.
他把一个全能的神把它具象化成一个物质上的东西。
And they had put the Almighty God into a concrete image.
就是说他们对神不认识。
This, in other words, they don't know God.
那么没有办法了解神的作为。
They don't understand the works of God.
最后他们在拜偶像的时候，他们就遭受了很大很大的损失，包括他们变成神不喜欢的很多人，因为这样死的。
And while they're worshiping idols, many of them become people that are displeasing to God, and many of them fell.
第三件事情。
The third thing they did.
第八节说他们行奸淫。
Is in verse 8, it says they commit sexual immorality.
那么这个行奸淫就是他们受到这个崇拜偶像的这个风俗习惯的影响。
This is because they were influenced by the culture that worship idols.
也是因着人的情欲被引发出来的这个放纵的结果。
And also, this is indulgence brought out by their own lust.
所谓行奸淫，就是说在自己的配偶之外去找另外的第三者去发生关系。
Sexual immorality means that other than your own spouse, you have committed a relationship with another person.
那这个当时候他说一天之内就倒闭23000个人。
And the Bible says that in one day, 23,000 people fell.
也就是说，这个是整个民族的这个一个习惯，他们就这样去做了。
And this is a habit of the entire nation, and this is what they've done.
好像说他们把神忘记了，然后我们现在想要做什么就做什么。
It seems that they have forgotten about God. They do whatever they wanted to do.
而且他们做这件事情是经过了跟随神在旷野走了将近40年之后才做出来的事情。
And they did this after they have followed God for nearly 40 years.
他们已经天天见证神的作为。
Every day they have witnessed the work of God.
也知道神的律法。
And they know the laws of God.
知道什么是神喜欢的，什么是神不喜欢的。
They know what is pleasing to God and what is displeasing to Him.
但是最后还是去 犯行奸淫的事。
But yet at the end, they still committed sexual immorality.
我们看到一天死了23,000人，就知道神有多愤怒。
You see from the fact that 23,000 people died, you can tell how angry God was.
这件事情也在民数记里面被很清楚的记录下来。
And this event also was clearly recorded in the book of Numbers.
第四件事情，第九节说，不要试探主，像他们有人试探的，就被蛇所灭。
Verse 9, let us not tempt Christ, for some of them also tempted, and they were destroyed by serpents.
所谓试探主，就是说，他们不相信神能够做什么。
And to tempt Christ means that they don't believe God can do certain things.
他们随他们所想做的去做。
They do whatever they want to do.
所以试探主就是说，要测试一下神的底线。
To tempt Christ means that they want to test what's the bottom limit of God.
有时候其实我们人很容易犯这个毛病的。
And for men, it's a mistake that we commonly make.
你看，你说小孩子，他就是最明显。
It is very obvious even in children.
你跟他说这个事情不可以做。
You tell them not to do something.
他就跟你来这个negotiate, 他就跟你测试一下。如果怎么样会怎样呢
？So they negotiate with you and test you and see what would be the consequence if they do something.
如果你要定一个时间，十点半你就要离开。
And if you set a time, say 10:30, you can't be on the computer anymore.
他就跟你说，那这么差，如果再多五分钟可不可以
？So they might ask you, can I be on it for 5 minutes longer?
再十分钟呢
？What about 10 more minutes?
所以他就一直要看看你到底能够忍受到什么程度。
So they're testing to see what's your limit.
这个叫试探。
So this is called tempting.
我们今天人也是这样的，对我们所敬拜的神呢、啊、
？So today we are the same towards the God that we worship.
神给我们画一条线。
God draw a boundary for us.
我们就想说把它跨过去看看会不会怎样。
So we test it and see what will happen if we cross it.
因为其实神当时对他所爱的百姓已经给他们一个规矩。
And God already gave some rules to the people that He loved.
在神所给他们颁布的这些圣经说用律法来表示，就是说神所给他们的法则。
So God already gave them laws and decrees.
在这些法则里面，他们可以得祝福，他们可以得自由。
Under these laws and decrees, they can receive freedom and they can be blessed.
其实他们也可以得平安的。
They can also have peace.
可是他们就不要，他们就是想要试试看。
But yet they choose not to follow it and they want to test it.
看看神能不能够容忍一点。
They want to test to see if God will be more tolerant.
这就是以色列选民他们在旷野的时候所给我们留下的一个见解。
And this is the admonition that the Israelites have left for us during their journey.
最后神就让那个蛇进入他们的营地里面去咬死了好多人。
And God allowed the serpents at the end to enter into their campsite and killed many people.
就是被蛇一咬就死了。
And they were bitten by the snake and they died.
那表示说这些蛇是神派来的。
In other words, these serpents were sent by God.
被神所用的，要来教训百姓的。
They were used by God to teach the people.
试探主的结果也是倒闭在旷野。
The result of tempting Christ is they also fell in the wilderness.
第十节说第五件事情，他们发怨言。
The verse 10 records a fifth thing, that is they complained.
他们发怨言，在很多时候都发怨言了。
They complained many times.
没有吃的也发怨言。
They complained when they didn't have food.
不是没有吃的，不是说，只是说每天都吃一样的东西啦。
It's not that they were completely without food. It's just that they ate the same food every day.
有时候水来晚一点也发怨言。
They complain if they get the water a little bit late.
有时候是这个路走得很难走，太热也发怨言。
And sometimes the journey is a little hard to travel. It's too hot. They also complain.
有时候是对这个带领的人发怨言。
Sometimes they complain against the leader.
所以，这个选民他们在旷野常常对摩西亚伦发怨言。
And the chosen people in the wilderness, they often complain against Aaron and Moses.
认为说这些带领人是专权，不民主。
They think that these leaders are authoritative and they are they're not very free.
没有听别人的意见，都只有你们在发号施令。
And that they don't listen to other people's comments or suggestions. They only give commands.
所以对他们就很不满。
And so they had complained against them.
就联合起来要对抗他们。
And they will unite together to fight against them.
结果你看神要用什么方式来？让他们得教训呢
？So in what way did God teach him a lesson？
圣经就在民数记的描述，那个地就张开口，把他们吞下，活活把他们吞下去了。
The book of Numbers described that the ground has split in half and swallowed all of them。
这些事情就是一些大纲而已。
So these are the major events。
都是在民数记的时候我们会仔细读到的。
And we can read about all of them in the book of Numbers。
每一件事情都要成为我们的见解。
Every single event that took place becomes our warning。
第十一节特别说，是要警戒我们这个末世的人。
And verse 11 says it's written for our admonition。
也就是说，因为我们这末世人，我们 现在所要得到的就是神所主耶稣所应许给我们的天国的真正的救恩。
And people like us living in the latter days, we are working to receive the salvation promised by Lord Jesus.
我们如果没有办法从圣经里面去得到一些警戒，我们很有可能会重复这些以色列人走过的这个失败的路。
If we cannot gain admonition or warning from the Bible, it's very possible we might make the same mistake.
所以有时候我们不能够去评论或者笑这些以前的古人呢、啊。
Sometimes we cannot laugh or make fun of these old people.
因为我们现在看到结果了。
Because we have seen the result of their actions.
那所以有时候我们会自己以为说我们可以站得稳。
So sometimes we think that we can stand firm.
我们会觉得说他们没有信心。
We think that they are without faith.
他们实在是小信的人，就是怎么对神这么不尊敬。
We think that they are people of little faith. They're so disrespectful towards God.
有时候我们去看他们，去评论他们比较容易了。
It's easier to judge them, to criticize them.
但是如果我们来看看我们自己。
But if you look at yourself.
有时候我们其实可能会犯同样的错误的。
Sometimes we might make the same mistakes.
所以圣经在传道书上一直强调说，日光之下无新鲜事。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it keeps saying that under the sun there's nothing new.
就是说以前发生的过程，以前发生过的事情，以后还会再发生。
That means things have taken place before will also take place in the future.
我们现在所发生的事情，以后应该也会再有的。
Things that are happening now, it will happen again in the future.
因为我们都带着肉体，我们都在这个世上生活。
Because we all have flesh, we all live in this world.
特别在这个末世的时候。
Especially living in the latter days.
我们今天跟随主耶稣基督了。
Today, when we follow Lord Jesus.
我们在奔跑这个天国路。
When we are walking on this heavenly journey.
最终的目标就是要进入神所应许的天国的这个永生的救恩里。
The ultimate goal is enter into the eternal salvation by Lord.
但是这个过程里面充满很多挑战。
But during this journey, it's filled with different challenges.
我们还要面对很多我们现在眼睛肉眼看不到的仇敌。
And we have to face the enemies that are invisible.
那这个仇敌就是这个属灵的这个魔鬼。
And this enemy is the spiritual devil.
所以其实我们这个天国旅程就是在打一场属灵的征战。
So our heavenly journey is fighting a spiritual war.
如果我们真的没有小心的话
，If we're not careful,
我们很可能在这个征战当中失败。
It's very possible to lose in the spiritual battle.
然后就重到了这个以色列选民留下给我们这些见解。
Then we will make the same mistake left by the Israelites.
我们很有可能进入这个错误里面了。
It's very possible we may enter into the same mistake.
那结果就枉然了我们跟随主耶稣基督这一段的路过程。
Then the end result is that our labor of following Lord Jesus were all in vain.
所以我们要非常的小心。
So we must be very careful.
第十二节说
，Verse 12.
所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
Therefore, let him who thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall.
所以你看，今天我们就是要从圣经里面去常常提醒我们自己。
Today, from the Bible examples, we need to remind ourselves.
谨慎我们的心思意念。
We need to guard our thoughts and our hearts.
要小心我们的生活。
We need to be very cautious about our lives.
我们今天对神的认识。
Today, our understanding towards God.
我们今天对我们自己的要求。
And the requirement that we ask of ourselves.
我们对我们今天在这个奔跑天国路上，我们的目标，我们有没有很注意？
Are we clear and are we careful about the goal that we have when we travel on this journey?
所以在读经当中，这个就是给我们的，让我们自己自我谨慎。
So when we read the Bible, this is a reminder for us.
我们如果被提醒了，我们就不跌倒。
If we are reminded, then we will not fall.
就像神，他一定要把他的选民按着应许把他带进去那个迦南美地。
And God, according to His promise, have led His people into the land of Canaan.
在民数记里面，我们看到当初那一批人倒了，但是有一些神喜欢的人、有信心的人，真的进入了领受了。
In the book of Numbers, we can see that those people that are not pleased by God were scattered, but yet people that are well pleased by the Lord finally enter into Canaan.
对我们来说
，So to us,
主耶稣基督他今天已经拯救了我们，他流出宝血拯救了我们。
Lord Jesus already shed His blood, already saved us.
我们就是神所宝贵的。
So we are precious in the eyes of God.
那神一定要把我们救进去他的国度里，要领取天国的永生。
God will surely lead us into His kingdom to receive the eternal salvation.
神已经做了他做的部分了。
So God already did His part.
现在剩下的就是我们愿不愿意真的很诚心实意的、 很小心自己来跟从他。
And now it is up to us whether or not we're willing to carefully, to be watchful and follow him.
所以这是在哥林多前书里面啊，圣经的作者保罗特别提出来民数记这些事件给我们做警惕。
These are the examples brought by Paul, who wrote the book of 1 Corinthians, and it serves as an admonition for all of us.
我们现在请来看民数记第一章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 1.
当我们在读民数记的时候，一开始有时候会觉得很枯燥。
When we read the book of Numbers in the beginning, we might think it's very boring.
想说，都记载这个哪一个族什么子孙多少人。
It records the tribes and how many descendants they have.
然后一开始在读的时候，就是什么支派、什么利未人做什么，就是好像这些东西我们有需要知道吗？
In the beginning, it talks about the different tribes and how many people are each tribe. Do we really need to know this?
其实我们真的需要了解。
The truth is, we really need to know about it.
圣经留下这个记录，对我们就一定有意思。
The Bible has recorded all this information. It must be meaningful to our salvation.
第一节说
，Verse one.
以色列人出埃及地后，第二年的二月初一日，神在西乃的旷野会幕中晓谕摩西说。
Verse 1, now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of meeting, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt.
第二节说，你要按以色列全会众的家室、宗族、人民的数目，计算所有的男丁。
Verse 2, saying, take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male individually.
第三节说，凡以色列中从二十岁以外能出去打仗的，你和亚伦要照他们的军队数点。
Verse 3, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war in Israel, you and Aaron shall number them by their armies.
第四节，每支派中必有一个人做本支派的族长，帮助你们。
Verse 4, and with you there shall be a man from every tribe, each one the head of his father's house.
这是一开始记录，神告诉摩西要数算百姓。
And in the beginning, God told Moses to count, take census of Israel.
是数谁呢？二十岁以上男丁能够出去打仗的。
The census including the male over 20 years old that can fight in the war.
因为他们的家谱都很清楚。
Because their genealogy was very clear.
他们是哪一个支派的
？And which tribe they came from?
那是哪一个家族的
？And from which family they came from?
然后他们每一个系统都很清楚的啦。
And so it is recorded very clearly.
他现在要。神要摩西去算他们的男丁数目，按军队来数点。
God wants Moses to take census of the male according to their army.
这是一个很重大的工程啊。
And this is a very big task.
所以神就特别指定每一个支派，所以十二个支派里面，每一个支派都有一个带领一个族长来帮助。摩西、亚伦来完成这个数点的工作。
Every tribe, there is a head of the tribe to help Aaron and Moses finish this task.
这是在民数记里面所记载的第一次的数点。
And this is the first census recording the book of Numbers.
这个我们中文圣经把它换成民数记，就是它数算百姓的记录了。
And the book named Numbers because it's taking census of the Israel.
因为在这一卷书里面有两次数算百姓。
Because in this book there are two times where God takes census.
第一次就是第一章一直到第四章，都在讲这个人数这个家族。
The first census is chapter 1 to chapter 4.
这是为了要能够出去打仗的。
And this is so that they can go out and fight in the war.
神要把他们组织起来。
God wants to organize them.
因为他们本来在埃及地是当奴隶，没有什么训练的。
Because in the land of Egypt they were slaves, they were not trained.
你看那个奴隶哪有什么受教育的机会。
And for slaves, they don't have any chance for opportunity for education.
奴隶是人家上面人做要他做什么他就做什么了。
The slave is only doing what they're told.
他完全也没有自己的自由和想法。
And he doesn't have his own thoughts or any freedoms.
所以这个事情，当了这么多人要现在一起生活，这不容易啊。
It's not easy for all these people living together.
现在他们在走旷野的时候，他们是全民族一起生活。
And while they are in the wilderness, all these nations, the tribes need to live together.
这如果没有一个秩序，他们很难能够走下去。
If they didn't have an order, it would be very difficult for them to finish a journey.
那所以呢，这第一次，神要百姓在走旷野的出埃及的第二年的二月初一日啊。
And this is the first census that's taking place on the second month, the second year, the second month after they left the land of Egypt.
地点就在西乃的旷野，在西乃山下。
The location is in the wilderness of Sinai.
那现在要全部去算一算，到底多少人
？And God wants them to take a census of how many people they have.
那所以呢，这个《民数记》这一卷书啊，其实我们中文这样翻译啊，在希伯来文的圣经里面，它就是在旷野，因为他们用一开头的这个字眼在旷野。来表示这卷书是旷野的旅程。
In the Hebrew, this book is actually titled In the Wilderness because this book records all the events that took place in the wilderness.
那这一卷书所记载的时间点就是大概有将近40年、38年左右的这个长度。
And this book records the history in a span of about 38 years.
所以要从出埃及第二年之后，一直到他们即将要进入出埃及之后要即将要进入迦南地以前，这整个历史这一段。
And this is a history recorded from the second year after they left the land of Egypt until before they enter into the Canaan.
等到他们旷野快要走完了，时间快到了。
And when they are almost finished with the journey.
到第二十六章。
In chapter 26.
好，神再跟摩西讲一次。
And God told Moses one more time.
这个时候亚伦已经死了。
At this time, Aaron already died.
我们看二十六章第一节。
Chapter 26, verse 1.
瘟疫之后，神晓谕摩西和祭司亚伦的儿子以利亚撒说
：“Verse one, and it came to pass after the plague that the Lord spoke to Moses and Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saying:
第二节，你们要将以色列全会众按他们的宗族，凡以色列中从二十岁以外能出去打仗的，计算总数。”
Verse 2, take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel from 20 years old and above by their father's houses, all who are able to go to the war in Israel.
这是将近40年的间隔之后再一次算百姓。
And this is the second census after about almost 40 years.
他们通常都是算20岁以外，就是比二十岁还年长的能够出去打仗的人才算进去，男丁。
And they only count the male that are 20 years or older that's able to go in the war.
那这一次算百姓，目的就是要他们即将要进入迦南地，他们进去以后要分配产业，要知道每一个支派有多少人，要分配多大的土地。
And the reason for the second census is so that they know once they enter into the Canaan, they need to be rewarded with land, and they need to know how big each family is, so then how much land they will get.
所以第一次算是为了要走旷野路，这个时候他们的生活，他们要面对征战的时候，他们可以多少人可以动用，他有。这个旷野的生活的目标。
The first census is a goal for them to travel in the journey in the wilderness so that they know if they encounter a war, how many male can fight in the war.
第二次就是为了要即将进入迦南地以后要承受产业，他们要知道每一个支派要分配的土地的目的。
The second census so that when they enter into the land of Canaan and receive the inheritance, each tribe needs to know how much land they will get.
好，那这个。民数记我们这样读一直到如果你一直读到第十章
If you read the book of Numbers to chapter 10
通常 在第一章到第十章它都是在西乃山下他们都还没有动一直在西乃山下完成这个数算百姓的工作还有神颁布给他们的一些特别的要求特别的提醒
Chapter 1 to chapter 10 is taking place under the Sinai, Mount Sinai, and the census was taken place there. Also, God gave them the decrees under Sinai.
也就是说，一方面也是为他们即将要进入这个正式的走旷野路的这个旅程里面做准备了。
In other words, God is giving them adequate preparation before their journey in the wilderness.
所以我们如果在读这一卷书的时候，从第一章到第十章，基本上都是一个段落。
So if you read this book from chapter 1 to chapter 10, it's actually a section.
那其实《民数记》它这一段落是接续《立位记》。出埃及记下来的。
And this section of Book of Numbers is actually a continuation of a book of Exodus.
因为他们走旷野，他们来到西乃山下的时候，神就在那里跟他们颁布律法。
Because when they finished their journey in the wilderness, they arrived at the Mount Sinai. Under the Mount Sinai, God gave them His decrees.
是开始的，一开始的时候来到西乃山下了。
In the beginning, they came to Mount Sinai.
那他们在西乃山下停了将近一年的时间。
They have stationed at Mount Sinai for about a year.
在那里，神就给他们很多很多的那些生活上要提醒。
And there, God gave them many reminders of their lives.
要告诉他们怎么样做一个。装备他们的这个整个民族成为祭司的国度。
And God teaches them how to prepare themselves so they can be a nation of priesthood.
那所以这个是连续的从出埃及记 然后到利未记，接下去到民数记，它所记载的基本上都是一个系列下来的，有时间性的。
The same theme, traversed across the book of Exodus, Leviticus, and now Numbers.
所以其实利未记它所记那么多，它的这个时间点大概只有一个月而已。
The Leviticus, the span of the book of Leviticus is only one month.
然后到了民数记开始要数点百姓，这是一个很重大的工作。
In the beginning of Book of Numbers, they take census of the Israel. That is a great task.
那其实哦，有神在帮助哦，神在感动，很快就做好了。
But when God is moving them and helping them, this task was completed in a short time.
看第十章第十一节。
Look at chapter 10, verse 11.
十章十一节说，第二年二月二十日，银彩就从法柜的帐幕收上去了。
Now it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from above tabernacle of the testimony.
然后十二节说，以色列人就按站往前行，离开西乃的旷野，云彩停在巴兰的旷野了。
Verse 12, and the children of Israel sent out from wilderness of Sinai on their journeys, then the cloud settled down in the wilderness of Paran.
所以你看，一章一开始的时候是第二年二月的初一，然后现在到了第二年二月的二十号，现在他们开始了起站，一站一站的往前走。
And in chapter 1 is the first day of the second month of the second year. In chapter 10, here's the 20th day when they're ready to start to move.
数算百姓其实只有用19天的时间而已。
In other words, it only took 19 days to take census of Israel.
很快，
And that is very efficient.
他们一共算的将大概60万的男丁。
And they counted almost 600,000 males.
那我们有时候可以自己比较第一章到第四章这第一次的数算跟到第二十六章的那个数算，把它算一算各支派人数有没有增减，这是我们可以去了解的。
And you can take a comparison between the first census in chapter 1 and the second census in chapter 26 has a number increased.
这个人数的增减是有意思的。
And it's interesting whether or not the numbers have increased.
我们在读的时候，我们一定可以看到这个里面一定有神的作为。
And when you're comparing this, you'll see the work of God.
有的增多，有的变少。
Some tribes increase in numbers, others have decreased.
不是神不公平。
It's not that God is not fair.
而是人在神面前存什么样的心。
But rather, it's because the kind of heart a man has before God.
那所以，这是两次的数点，然后这个段落到第十章，就是另外一个段落。
And the first census, the first section of this chapter ends in chapter 10.
那在这一段里面，它记载了律法，也记载一些礼仪。
And in this first section records many laws and also traditions.
介绍了他们在献祭的时候，他们应该会幕立起来的时候，他们献祭的时候，他们是一些细节。
And also records many details of the ceremonies.
那这个在民数记里面哦，它就都包括说，有时候好像看起来又跟利未记跟出埃及记好像很像。
And the content in the book of Numbers seems very familiar with the book of Exodus and Leviticus.
但其实这个重点是要让我们看到说，神的国度，神要装备他们，然后神要训练他们成为圣洁的。
But what we can see is that God is preparing His nation and equipping them to be holy.
然后他特别说，这是神的军队。
And God says that this is His army.
也就是说，要让神所用的。
In other words, it's only used by God.
是神在地面上要建立的国度，这是一个影子，这样我们以后的人可以看到，这个是神所建立起来这么美好的一个国度。
And this is foreshadowing the nation of God that He will establish on this earth.
然后从第十章以后
，So from chapter 10 on，
一直到第十四章
，to chapter 14。
那这个就是从西乃山他们一站一站走到一个地方叫加迪斯。
And from the land of Sinai, they went to a place called
第十四章，我们看
第十四章。
第十四章，十四章到了四十五节到四十五节结束了哈。到了那个加迪斯，他们走到了我们现在看十四章。一开始的时候，神在这里要摩西出去派百姓去 窥探迦南地的。
And here God wanted sent Moses to send spies into Canaan.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
这个说到了巴兰的旷野的迦低斯啊。
In verse 26, they went to.
就是这些探子他们回来报告，也就是说他们停在迦低斯这个地方。
So that these spy came back and gave them the report.
他们现在出去，现在他们是走了四十天。
And so they already went out and spied for 40 days.
其实他们已经走到了迦南地的门口，南边的门口了。
They already went to the south boundary of Canaan.
啊，所以这个过程哦，从西乃山一直走到这个迦南地南边的时候，哎，他们本来就应该进去了。
From Sinai to the south boundary of Canaan, they should have just entered right into it.
可是在这个地方，这记载了几件事情是他们留下了见解，就是贪恋的心、不信的恶心，在这个地方都表现出来。
And but here we said they have left us examples of their disbelief and their covetousness.
啊，最后他们说哦，这个地方太危险了。
So at the end, they said that this place was too dangerous.
因为迦南地也是不错，但是里面的人很高大，我们怎么可能打败他们？怎么可能去得到这些土地做产业呢？
Because they concluded that even though the land of Canaan was very nice, but the people were giants, so how can they conquer this place and inherit it?
他们认为他们没有能力。
They think they are without any strength.
所以他们很想要回去。
So they want to go back.
要往回走，回埃及去。
They want to go back to Egypt.
啊，你现在我们看第十四章。
Verse 14.
他们众人向摩西、亚伦发怨言。第二节说，全会众对他们说，巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或者是死在这旷野。
Verse 2, and all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in the wilderness.
跳过去看第四节。
Skip to verse 4.
众人彼此说，我们不如立一个首领，回埃及去吧。
And verse 4, so they say to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt.
想要回去，走回头路。
So they want to go back and return.
后来因为这样子，他们在旷野就这样子从迦低斯这个地方开始绕了三十八年。
And it's because of this, they had started to take a detour. It took additional 38 years.
所以从十五章开始到第二十章。
And so from 15 to to chapter 20.
他们就是从这个迦低斯这一点开始，就开始绕走来走去，走来走去，走了三十八年之后，回到迦低斯这个地方来。
And so they took 38 years of detour and returned back to the same place.
所以我们现在看第二十章。
Let's turn to chapter 20.
第二十章第一节。
Chapter 20, verse 1.
这个就是时间点的差异，我们一定要记住。
So we have to know this difference in time.
因为民数记在写的时候，它并不是按照历史那个像有一个年代这样一站一站很有次序的写下来的，不是这样写的。
The book of Numbers was not written in a chronological order.
它有时候是有时间次序，有时候是按逻辑的。
And sometimes it's recorded chronologically, other times it's recorded by logic.
所以第二十章第一节说，正月间，以色列全会众又到了寻的旷野，就住在迦低斯，米利暗就死在那里，就埋葬那里。
And verse 1, then the children of Israel, the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed at Kadesh. The Miriam died there.
那表示说，现在这个正月间，他们其实从第十四章以后，他们已经经过了三十八年了。
From chapter 14 on, they already traveled for 38 years.
所以第二十章所记载的是前面从第十五章到第二十章到第十九章，这整段已经是三十八年过去了。
So chapter 20, record the event that took place for the last 38 years have passed since the recording of chapter 20.
他们从迦低斯开始绕了一大圈，又回到这个地方，已经经过三十八年，米利暗已经死了。
From Kadesh, they took a detour for 38 years. So when they came back to the same place, Kadesh, Miriam already died.
啊，他们现在再一次哇，没有水，又开始发怨言，攻击摩西跟亚伦。
So once again, they are without water. So they again complained and gathered together against Moses and Aaron.
那现在从这个地方开始，你看第一节说米利暗死了，第二十二节以后所记载的就是亚伦也要死了。
And the verse 1 says Miriam died there. Verse 22, it will record Aaron will also die there.
哦，亚伦他死，就是他们即将已经他们整个旅程也要结束的时候了。
Aaron died. That means that the journey is about to conclude.
哦，那这个所以从第二十章开始。
So starting from chapter 20.
他们就从这个加利斯走，现在绕到东边去，到了摩押的平原那里去。
And they from Kadesh they travel east to the land of Moab.
所以他们从南边这样绕到东边来了摩押平原，在这个地方，这个亚伦他死了。
So they went south, east and south down to the plain of Moab, and there Aaron also died.
所以从二十章到二十二章。这个就是这个从这一点到摩押这一段的旅程。
And chapter 20, chapter 22, the journey from Kadesh to Moab.
然后从二十二章开始到第二十四章。
So from chapter 22 to chapter 24.
这个是我们都很熟了。
So we're all familiar with the stories here.
这是巴兰的故事。
This is a story of Balaam.
就是在摩押平原这个地方，这个当时候这个巴勒王啊，摩押王巴勒，他要去特别请这个。巴兰先知要来咒诅以色列百姓。
That in the land of Moab, their king Balak had hired Balaam the prophet to curse the Israelites.
然后接下去在二十五章，他们去当时候选民去拜偶像，去犯奸淫的这个过程。
And verse 20 and chapter 25 records the Israelites committed adultery.
然后到第二十六章，就是已经在摩押平原。准备要进迦南地以前，在第二次算百姓。
In chapter 26, in Moab, before they enter into Canaan, once again they take their second census.
那他算的时候，他们特别都没有算利未人。
And when they count, they did not count the people of Levites.
因为利未人他并没有一个产业让他们继承。
Because the Levites did not have a piece of inheritance.
圣经特别强调利未人是属神的。
The Bible records that Levites belong to God.
所以他们在服侍神，神是他们的产业。
So they serve God, God is their inheritance.
所以他们并没有一块土地是属他这个利未支派。
So they don't have any land that belongs to the land, the tribe of Levites.
最后你看，从第二十七章开始，到第三十六章。就是在讲他们分配产业的这个过程。
Chapter 27 to 36 describe the process of dividing the inheritance.
然后神特别吩咐他们要设立几座逃城。
And God wants them to establish a few cities for refuge.
那这个逃城就是要让这些无辜人可以在那里得到生命得到保全。
And the city of refuge is so that the innocent can escape there and their life can be saved.
然后在那个地方。在这一段里面也看到神对百姓他们的这个一些将来进入迦南地以后他们生活跟敬拜神的提醒。
And in these chapters, God also records God's reminder to the Israelites when they enter into the land.
然后在最后也记载摩西即将要结束了。
And lastly, it records Moses' life is about to end.
神要把这个棒子，这个带领的棒子交给耶稣亚。
And God will pass on the baton to Joshua.
所以我们看二十七章。
Let's turn to 26.
所以到二十七章的时候，就已经特别跟他说：“哎，摩西，准备你，神要跟他说你要走了。”
In chapter 26, God told Moses that he's about to die.
然后那时候摩西就特别说：“那要请耶稣也来继承他的工作。”
And God told Moses to have Joshua take up his task.
好，我们现在看第十八节。
Verse 18.
神对摩西说：“你认了儿子耶稣亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来，要按手在他头上。”
And the Lord said to Moses, "Take Joshua the son of Nun with you, the man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him."
好，然后我们现在看跳过去看第二十一节。
Let's turn to let's skip to verse 21.
他要站在祭司以利亚撒面前，以利亚撒要凭乌灵的判断在。神面前为他求问，他和以色列全会众都要遵以利亚撒的命出入。
In verse 21, he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire before the Lord for him by the judgment of the Urim, and his word they shall go out, and at his word they shall come in. Him and his children of Israel with him, all the congregation.
在这个地方就特别交代了摩西把他这个带领的工作要交给耶稣亚去继续。
Here Moses was instructed to pass on his leadership to Joshua.
然后接下去第二十八章以后，你就看到很多的这个很多又讲了很多律法，献逾越节的时候要做什么事情，节期的时候要献什么，都就是一些规定了。
In chapter 28, it describes many details of different offerings and ceremonies and what they need to do during Passover.
然后整个这个旅程的。这个 summary 就是他的那个总结啊，概论就是在第三十三章讲。
And the entire conclusion, summary of the journey is in chapter 33.
所以你看三十三章，你就看到哦，一章一章，他们都有很仔细。所以这一个 这本书的作者就是应该是摩西，他写下来，他记录下来的。
This author of this book should be Moses.
那所以这个是这个民数记里面他整个这个段落的概况。
And so this is a summary of the book of Numbers.
我们仔细读，我们每一章好好的去思想它，到底神要告诉我们什么道理。
If we read each chapter and think about what is a teaching that God wants to tell us,
我们如果真的用心读了以后，
if we take the time to read it,
我们绝对不会像百姓一样出现那个不信的恶心，
that we will not be like the Israelites to have a heart of disbelief.
我们最后来看希伯来书怎么样对我们的提醒。
Let's read the reminder in book of Hebrews.
你看希伯来书第三章，
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章，
Hebrews chapter 3.
第七节
Verse 7
第七节，圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可以硬着心，像在旷野里惹他发怒试探他的时候一样。
Verse 7 Therefore the Holy Spirit says, Today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts in the rebellion, in the days of trial in the wilderness.
第九节说，在那里他们的祖宗试我探我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久。
Verse 9, where your father tested me, tried me, and saw my works for 40 years.
十节说，所以我厌烦那世代人说，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。
Verse 10, therefore I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their hearts, and they have not known my ways.
十一节，我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
Verse 11, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
这整段是希伯来书的作者从诗篇九十五篇截录下来的。
And this section, this passage is taken from Psalm chapter 95.
表示说，旷野的旅程，在诗篇的作者里面，他们特别把它放进去用唱的，让他们可以一直时常记住他们过去祖先所留下的警戒。
The author of Psalms have recorded the events that took place in the wilderness and turn it into lyrics so they can sing and remind themselves of what their forefather have done.
对我们今天来说很重要。
So this is very important to all of us today.
第十二节
Verse 12.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
Verse 12.Beware, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
第十一节说，十三节说，要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
Verse 13, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
十四节说，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
Verse 14, for we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
今天我们从读民数记里面，一定要能够让我们的信心更坚定。
So today, from reading the book of Numbers, our faith shall be even more strengthened.
当我们不信，圣经说这个叫做恶心啊，这个就是在神面前存邪恶的心。
When we have disbelief or unbelief, in the Bible tells us that that is an evil thing.
我们可能会在罪里面被迷惑都不知道。
We might be fooled in our sins and not even know it.
但是如果我们能够借着读圣经，天天彼此相劝。
But through reading the Bible, if we can encourage one another,
我们一定能够将这个神所赐给我们这个救恩，这个起初的信心坚持到底，最后我们就真能够得救的。
Then we can hold this faith steadfast to the end, and all of us will be saved.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们。
So may Lord Jesus help all of us.
圣灵感动我们，让我们在读经的时候都能够抓住那个信息。
And the Bible, and the Holy Spirit help us so that when we read the Bible, we can take the know the learning points.
让我们越走越坚定。
So that our in our journey we can be even more strengthened.
对神越有信心，对我们教会也有信心。
That we have more faith towards God and more faith towards our church.
我们感受到神他一直在带领我们。
Because we can experience that God is leading us.
他要与我们同走这个天国路。
And that He will walk on this heavenly journey with us.
我们再来唱诗。
So let us sing one more hymn.
62首。
62.